From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a migrant quota plan moves forward for Europe. European Union interior ministers approved a plan to distribute 120,000 migrants throughout the 28-nation bloc. The ministers adopted the proposal by a majority vote, although there was a good bit of opposition. EU leaders will meet on Wednesday to consider the proposal. Pope Francis arrived in Washington Tuesday afternoon, beginning a 6-day visit to the United States. U.S. President Barack Obama and his family welcomed the pontiff as hundreds of spectators looked on. Washington is the first stop on the Pope's visit to three U.S. East Coast cities, Washington, New York, and Philadelphia. Burkina Faso army troops have entered the capital, Ouagadougou, to negotiate the surrender of coup leaders. An army statement said the armed forces are converging on the capital in an attempt to end the government takeover. French Ambassador Guillaume Thébaud said on Twitter that interim president Michel Kafando, who had been detained by the coup leaders, has been freed. Chinese President Xi Jinping arrived in Washington State Tuesday for his first visit to the United States. He is expected to engage in talks on how U.S. and China can collaborate on nuclear energy, smarter electricity use, and other clean technologies. Xi's speech in Seattle later Tuesday will be his only major policy address while in the United States. In written comments published early Tuesday in response to questions from the Wall Street Journal, Xi said his government takes cybersecurity seriously and that cyber criminals should be punished according to the law. This is VOA News. The front runner in Taiwan's presidential race is proposing to talk with the countries involved in an old maritime dispute that has become a potential military flashpoint in Asia. Ralph Jennings takes a look.
Leading Taiwan presidential candidate Tsai Ing-wen told a group of foreign diplomats Tuesday that if elected, she will pursue dialogue with Brunei, China, Malaysia, Vietnam, and the Philippines, each of which claim all or parts of the South China Sea. Each has a stake in the 3.5 million square kilometer sea that is rich in fisheries, commercial shipping lanes, and possibly fossil fuel reserves. China, the regional giant, has raised regional tensions by occupying and building on once uninhabitable islets and positioning oil rigs offshore. Ralph Jennings, Taipei.
German auto manufacturer Volkswagen says 11 million cars worldwide were fitted with software that was designed to cheat U.S. emissions tests. It announced Tuesday it is putting aside some $7.3 billion to handle the cost of changing the software and other expenses. Michael Horn is the president and chief executive officer of Volkswagen Group of America.
We must fix those cars, the cars. We prevent this from ever happening again, and we have to make things right with the government, the public, our customers, our employees, and also, very important, our dealers.
Michael Horn. Secretary of State John Kerry says U.S. military experts believe the Russian planes sent to an airbase in Syria are there for basic force protection intended to protect Russian soldiers and assets already on the ground. But Kerry said Tuesday it is still not clear what Russia's long-term intentions are for boosting its military presence in Syria. Airport officials in Yemen say President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi has arrived in the city of Aden following a 6-month exile. Mr. Hadi fled to Saudi Arabia in March when Houthi rebels closed in on his refuge in Aden. Last week, Yemen's cabinet returned to the country after spending months in exile. In other news, warplanes from the Saudi-led coalition bombed a residential area Tuesday in Yemen's capital, killing at least 20 people, according to medical sources. Human Rights Watch has published a report criticizing the government of Egypt for its ongoing security program in the Sinai Peninsula. HRW says Egypt has demolished more than 3,000 buildings in the region in a campaign to eliminate smuggling tunnels and to create a buffer zone next to the Gaza Strip. The rights group says buildings were often knocked down with little notice, leaving thousands of people homeless and with inadequate compensation. It says Egyptian authorities cleared nearly 700 hectares of farmland with no payments for the land. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.